Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
News this morning that Peter Greste has been released from prison. He had some 400 days in jail. He's on his way to Cyprus at the moment. Julie Bishop, the foreign minister, she spoke not long ago.
Yes, Tony Abbott does have my support. He will be giving a significant speech today at the National Press Club. Last night we had a very congenial meeting with our British counterparts who are here for the annual ministerial meeting between the United Kingdom and Australia, and it was a very congenial and productive meeting. Today he will outline a strategic direction for us in the lead up to the next election.
I played that because she was speaking about Peter Greste, and the bloke, he's 400 days in jail, but in quite a few minutes of discussion, that's what everyone's focused on. The leadership, she's supporting Tony Abbott. Of course, the way these things happen, you're going to have the stock standard question and answers, aren't we? Can you rule out a challenge? Will you categorically rule out a challenge? All the framing of the words.
Did you see Malcolm Turnbull in Los Angeles yesterday? He could barely contain the smile on his face. He's been receiving a lot of messages over the weekend just to find out whether or not he's running. And he walked out to the cameras and he said, "The Prime Minister has my full support."
Surely behind them, in their hearts, they're both thinking to themselves, this is disastrous, this is a real mess. But in their hearts, they're thinking, could I be Prime Minister? Because in the end, that's a huge prize. Someone who'd know all about that, and he's been involved in quite a few of these battles over the years on the other side of politics, Graham Richardson, Sky News commentator, joins us. Richo, good morning.
Good morning, John.
You've been with these things. These people often are asked how they frame their words. In their heart of hearts, they want to be Prime Minister, don't they?
Of course they do, and there's no question that Julie Bishop and Malcolm Turnbull have been having a good talk about it. But I think what's happened is there's been a dramatic change in 48 hours. I think on Friday, Tony Abbott looked pretty safe. Queensland has really shaken every Liberal to their foundations. And so Optus and Telstra's profits went up no end on the weekend because the phones have not stopped ringing. And people are now seriously talking about knocking him off. I don't think that they're going to knock him off today or tomorrow. If he could come up with a good speech today, and mind you, he's never made one of them, so it would be a first, but if he can come up with a good one and actually say things that the Australian people believe, say things that in some way resonate with them, then I think he's a gone goose at some stage in the future.
Dead man walking, Richo.
Yeah, unless he comes good today. I mean, there is a chance for him today, but he's had plenty of these chances. He's never taken one, so he just has to do it today.
You must be sitting there staggered that the Liberals could be ripping themselves apart so soon after what we saw with Gillard and Rudd.
It staggers me completely. But then again, I'm staggered by how badly Tony Abbott's done. I never thought it would be this bad. I mean, it all stems back to two things. One, the promises. He made them when he shouldn't have made them and then broke them when he didn't need to break all of them. And then, of course, he compounded that by not admitting he'd broken them. But the other problem is that the budget was just inequitable. If you're on $500,000 a year, you lost about the same amount as a family with three kids in the Western Suburbs on $70,000. And so, I mean, and the mob always work you out. They know that's wrong. They know that's unfair. And so what he should do today is get up and say, listen, I understand that the budget was not equitable, but you rest assured, come this May, then those on $500,000 a year better look out because I'm looking at their super, I'm looking at negative gearing, I'm going to have a look, I'm going to take some hard decisions that those with a bigger quid than most of you are able to do now, I'll make sure they can't do them in the future.
If push comes to shove, though, Richard, who do you think is more likely to take over as PM, Bishop or Turnbull?
Oh, Turnbull. They won't elect Julie Bishop. She's done very well in foreign affairs, but everyone in their caucus remembers that when she was the shadow treasurer, she couldn't cut the mustard there. That was a tougher gig. It required much more attention to detail. She couldn't do it, so she wouldn't get up. Now, they don't like Turnbull, and that's the real problem here. He's the main contender, because the other one, Scott Morrison, is very loyal to Abbott. He's not trying. I'd say that the problem with Turnbull is that so many of them dislike him so intensely, and that means that even if you get up, he gets up, there's going to be internal dissension. The right wing of the party will never wear him, so you know, while the caucus might, the party has shown once before that they just can't handle him. So I don't know how that would go, but I don't think they're quite at that point yet where they're going to elect him. But he's run the Kevin Rudd strategy. You might all hate me, but I'm the only one who can save you electorally. And eventually it worked for Rudd. It may yet work for Turnbull.
But they just don't trust Turnbull, do they? They don't see him as one of them?
No, they don't trust him and they don't like him. Malcolm is a brilliant guy, one of the most brilliant people I've ever met. But he doesn't suffer fools lightly. And in politics, you come across a lot of them. Most of them are caucus members. And in the end, if you treat them badly, they remember you.
Can you see the possibility of Tony Abbott, if the situation worsens, being tapped by, say, John Howard or someone else telling him to step aside and him actually doing it?
They don't have a tapper. That's the problem in the Liberal Party. There isn't anyone like that. There's no one who can come and bell the cat.
There's no Richo.
Oh, well, that's one.
You've done some tapping over the years, haven't you?
Yeah, I've done it a few times. And it's not a fun exercise, but sometimes it's necessary.
What was the hardest episode, Richard?
Beg your pardon?
What was the hardest time that you had to go and tap someone?
Oh, telling Hawkey. Hmm. I didn't mind telling Hayden. I didn't like him much. But telling Hawkey, that was a big one. But it had to be done, and it got Labor through another election.
But Hawke was told and he was tapped, but he still stood. Tony Abbott, if it comes to the crunch, will he have to be blasted out?
Yeah, I would think so. They all do. They all hang on. They're all desperate to hang on. You can't tell them to go. They just will never see the writing on the wall. Mind you, the difficulty that Abbott's got now is that when we went and got rid of Hawkey, he was on 27% popularity. And that's about where Tony Abbott is today.
What does it say about our political system when we're changing PMs and political leaders as often as we change our underwear?
I think what's happening is the political parties are producing leaders who fail to inspire. Australia is desperate for a leader and desperate for someone who can inspire and unite them. And neither party's been able to produce one of those in a long, long time.
All right, final question. New South Wales, after what we saw in Queensland on the weekend, do you think that will alter things here?
I think that if Luke Foley, who I think is a great improvement in terms of Labor leadership, is able to galvanise people around the poles and wires, then not anything can happen. Now, you've got to remember about all these asset sales. The mob hate them. And if you try and sell poles and wires, every single punter out there knows that means an increase in the price of electricity. Now, electricity prices have gone up something like 60% in 4 years. They don't want any more increases. And so if he knows how to campaign and he does a good job of it, then he can do a Palaszczuk or at least get close.
All right. Graham Richardson, as always, great to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you, bye.
Graham Richardson, of course, you see him on Sky News, and he also writes in the Australian newspaper. Interesting, that.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.